is celebrated in many ways. I know a number of you gathered in Steveson at 6 a.m. this morning for the sunrise, you brave ones. About 40 gathered to welcome the day, not the sunrise, but almost. So we're grateful for that. And another way we celebrate is through the artwork of children through Holy Week. So we have Palm Sunday. We have Mary on the donkey. And I think we're back to this one, the source of love. Thanks be to God. ...2025 is one of the few years when Christians of all traditions celebrate Easter on the same date. Today, April 20th. And it's also Vaisakhi and Passover. It's a big time of festivities, gatherings, parades, and celebrations. And here before us, we have this most incredible story. A story that we can likely only say a great big wow in response. Reverend Sally, who was with us in March, she said, "Carrie, just say wow. Wow, Jesus Christ is risen. Alleluia. Wow, Jesus is alive." From hope to despair, uncertainty, anxiety, to unbelievable and overwhelming. From invisible to visible, from hosannas and donkeys, last suppers, foot and hand washing, marking Jesus' death on Good Friday, waiting and wondering on Holy Saturday, to this most incredible, powerful moment, resurrection. And as we have journeyed through this week, we have shared in imagery, palm crosses and palm branches. Last Sunday, the most grand Last Supper this week at Southarm, full of pottery and greenery and light, to the images of passion brought forward on Good Friday by our youth, to marking the death of Jesus with a single white rose. And then today, gathered here to celebrate the good news, the powerful experience of new life. A verse about resurrection is in a great hymn that you will likely know. It is called "How Great Thou Art." It reads, "When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art." And that will encourage you all to sing with me. "Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art." I've thought a lot about surprises this week. There are so many types of surprises. There's the type of surprise to come to and find a box of cookies at your door. There is the surprise of a birthday party or anniversary. There are surprising moments like when you receive a high school award or make it on the honor roll. Surprises come when a mouse runs by or a spider appears on the kitchen floor. And then there are surprises that create uncertainty, anxiety, like health and car accidents and news that someone died. Resurrection is a surprise that shifts our entire universe. It's the moment when everything shifts, the direction changes, hope is renewed, and the love of God is deepened forever. The United Church of Canada moderator, Dr. Reverend Carmen Lansdowne, in her Easter message shares, "It has not been an easy year for the world. God recreates the church, is always creating and recreating, even when times are uncertain. Through the promise of resurrection, God is creating a new heaven and a new earth. So let us imagine a world that is radically different and full of compassion." We have just journeyed through 6 weeks of Lent, a time in the Christian year where we pause and are encouraged to deeply reflect on our lives and our connection with God. Lent isn't easy. We know the story that is to come. And Jesus walked the talk, and he walked the journey through celebration and feasts and living through God, Good Friday. We know that death is not the final answer. Jesus, filled with joy, spread love and compassion to everyone, and through his example, we experience forgiveness and Christ's love in the world. We are gifted with the challenge to live this way. 2025 also marks the 100th anniversary of the United Church of Canada, and that will be celebrated in June. Between now and then, we have 50 days of Easter to live into. It's a challenge these days to be the church, to be a church that's always shifting and changing and adapting, to be more rooted in love, to reach the wider community, to seek out justice and equity, and to create space at the table for everyone. The life and work of the church is constantly changing, and we witness the life and death and resurrection all the time. We see churches close. We experience volunteer fatigue. We hear about dwindling numbers, and we know places that are experiencing great financial concern. It is hard work. It's hard to live through the life and death within the church, but we also experience new beginnings. From traditional worship to new church plants opening up throughout BC. From old, unused church buildings to congregations dreaming up new ways of being communities of faith. From church sanctuaries to cafes and bakeries and coffee houses, we walk the life and death of Christ, all while being rooted in God's love. The United Church of Canada calls us into daring justice, deep spirituality, and bold discipleship. The Gospel of Mark, which we heard today, is the oldest account of the Easter story. Mark ends quite abruptly, but we all know what happens. We know that Mary is overwhelmed and amazed. She experiences astounding joy at the news. And like the three women who experienced the empty tomb, we are sent out into the world with Christ's light shining deeply in our hearts, living into the words of the great song, "This little light of mine." Shall we sing? "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine." That's great teamwork. Thank you. And finally, with Easter's arrival, we are called to go into the world, to spread kindness, to live love, to share peace. That may look like buying a coffee for an unhoused person, offering a simple smile. In traffic, giving space for all those who want to merge ahead of you. stopping to thank a cashier or saying well done to a bus driver for a good, safe ride home. Perhaps it's riding your bicycle or reusing your potato water to help the planet. Advocating for housing in the city, writing letters for refugees so they too can experience a new beginning. To sum it up all together, June Boyce Tillman in 1993 took the Irish tune of Danny Boy and summed it into her hymn called We Shall Go Out with the Hope of Resurrection. We shall go out from strength to strength go on. We shall go out and tell our stories boldly, tales of a love that will not let us go. We'll sing our songs of wrongs that can be righted. We'll dream our dreams of hurts that can be healed. We'll weave a cloth of all the world united within the vision of a Christ who sets us free. Friends, as we begin this new season, this new beginning, may we sing joyfully, How Great Thou Art. May we recognize the smallest blessings as we sing out loudly, This Little Light of Mine. And may we go out with the hope of resurrection, a vision of Christ's endless love. Amen.